You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Thursday, February 8th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Gina Gunderson. And Gina, how are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. I'm good.
And so it's been a little bit since we've had you on, and we've got a lot to talk about today, and we're talking about the Early Childhood Initiative.
Yes. The Crookston Early Childhood Initiative has been going strong in Crookston for, when I just looked at the date, for 20 years. So that is exciting. We're a collaboration of more than 20 community leaders, early childhood professionals, and parents, and then sponsored by the Northwest Minnesota Foundation to carry out projects that will benefit young children birth to age 5 and their families in Crookston.
How important is it to have, you know, an initiative like this, as you mentioned, not just to benefit the kids, but also to benefit those families too with those young children?
Yes, it is. It has been really fun to watch all of the different projects and all the different ways that we can support young families in our community.
And it's really impressive that you guys have been doing this for 20 years strong.
Yes, it is. So I came in a little bit later. So Gail Nelson was instrumental in bringing this initiative to Crookston and led it with passion and love for children for many years. And I was fortunate to sit on the committee with her and then be able to carry on the traditions and things. And so the initiatives, there are many of them in our region. So we're under the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. And I think Crookston is maybe one of the last ones left in our one. Maybe there's 3 or 4 left in our region. So we're still going strong and love what we do and are happy that we can support families.
So what exactly is the Early Childhood Initiative?
So our vision for the Early Childhood Initiative is to help young children and their families to have access to supportive opportunities, which allow them to love, learn, and thrive. And then our priorities are valuing diversity, promoting developmentally appropriate care and education, supporting the social and emotional needs of young children, coordinating services and resources, and encouraging active quality community group and business participation. And we are big on collaboration with other community entities. So
yeah, especially with the members too. I mean, they come from all walks of life.
Yeah. So we have the school district, me with ECFE, we have public health, Polk County Social Services, the library, WIC is part of it too, Riverview Health. I mean, the list goes on and on. So yeah, it's a really great thing to be a part of.
And how important is it to have people from all areas of the community kind of coming together to work on this?
It's fantastic. So we meet as a group once a month, and our discussions and conversations are really great. Everybody who sits at the table is very passionate about finding opportunities for young children and families.
What are some of those discussions like?
When we have an agenda kind of to follow, and typically it's a lot of the same things, a lot of the same projects that we work on year after year. And just, you know, really our goal is to find maybe some new ways and opportunities that we can support families, and looking at where families are at right now and what they're needing. You know, during COVID it was a little different than it is right now, and promoting a lot of different opportunities.
And I'm guessing part of the reason why you have so many different people from different areas is because they get different perspectives on how they see the kids and, you know, in what roles that they see the kids.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
There's a lot of committee members too. So how do people become a committee member?
So typically we, you know, see kind of where we're missing those key leaders in the community and ask if they're willing to be part of it. Yes, social services. We have Tri-Valley Head Start as part of it. Yeah.
And then there's a lot of projects that you guys are involved in, whether they're coming up or some that have recently taken place as well.
Yeah, so actually we are currently in the middle of our fundraising campaign, it's very heartwarming to see how many businesses, community members, organizations in our community support our mission. as well as, you know, so as well as new ones that we find every year. So KROX has been a huge supporter every year, and I'm very grateful for that. The fundraising letter that we mail out is on our Facebook page, Crookston ECI Facebook page. You can like the Facebook page. We have lots of all of our events that take place, our early childhood events, are on the Facebook page, and it's pretty fun to look over the, you know, the past 18 years we've done the fundraising mailing, and we've invested over $125,000 into our community.
That's amazing.
Donations from community members. Yeah.
It just goes to show how generous the community really is.
It's impressive.
And it's really impressive that they understand too that, you know, you have to invest in the young children.
We do. They are our future.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
How important is it? We've talked about this before, but I think it's worth talking about again, about the importance of making sure that kids get off on the right foot, especially at that early young age, whether it's something as simple as reading a book to them as much as you can.
So, we know that birth to age 5 is critical in children's brain development. And the more time you invest in them in those first 5 years, the better off they are long term.
And what were some of the projects that you guys have recently done?
Yeah, so like I mentioned before, many of our projects become collaborative projects. It's not just typically the ECI. So we've worked, Park and Rec has been huge. Years ago, we campaigned and did some fundraising for some play structures that focused on ages 2 to 5. And so there are 5 playgrounds in the community, and Park and Rec was crucial to getting that up and running and, you know, installing them. And they've also helped us with park benches in the parks. And then we have our Little House of Books, and that I think is in five different locations as well. And so Park and Rec has helped with those. Our Early Childhood Resource Directory is something that we update each year and distribute throughout the community to provide families with resources, information on childcare and other community resources for them to access. We support childcare providers. They are huge in our community. We know that there is a childcare crisis throughout the state. It's really hard to find, for sure, infant and toddler childcare. So just an opportunity to support our childcare providers and say thank you. We typically have done that through our Early Childhood Summits, which we serve a meal and provide some professional development. That's kind of been every other year these days. We support Safety Town, which is for our kindergarten kiddos in the summer. We purchase books for them to take home and to be able to read with their families and talk about being safe. Another topic that has been at the forefront of our meetings is dental health access in Crookston, and it's hard to come by. We, the last 3 years, maybe 4, have partnered with Children's Dental Services, and they bring in a mobile dentist, and a hygienist comes, and we just had them here a few weeks ago, and she was able to see 14 children that day, and so really beneficial, and then send them home with a toothbrush and toothpaste, and have some dental education as well for families. We just know, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, tooth decay is one of the most common chronic health conditions for young children in the U.S. And so brushing teeth is vital to good overall health so that they can learn and thrive. And we know when kiddos have a sore mouth that their learning at school is not going to happen as well as if they have a healthy mouth. So, and then our latest work. Do you have any questions before I get into it?
Okay. You're doing great.
Good deal. So our latest project that we've been working on probably for the past year is our Thrive by 5 campaign, which was created by our ECI steering committee member, Carrie Visconti, last year. She teaches early childhood classes, and one of her classes developed our Thrive by 5 priorities and our brochure, which we have been getting out into the public and really wanting to focus on. So they developed 5 priorities they felt were important for children to thrive each day. We know the first 5 years of life are critical to a child's long-term development, and when a strong foundation is laid, we can help children on a trajectory for healthy growth throughout their lives. And so the 5 priorities include time, which we know spending time with your children is so important. It helps them feel safe and confident, and put down your screens and play with your children. Play is how children learn best, and helps that brain development. And then sharing your feelings can help children learn to self-regulate and understand emotions. So the second one is words. Exposure to language early in childhood is key. So reading, talking, having conversations, the impact reading to your children has each day is crucial to long-term school success. And then movement, we know, again, put those screens away and get outside if you can, or have a dance party with your kiddos, anything just to get kiddos moving. Nourishment, we know healthy eating in early childhood can promote growth and development of good habits for a lifetime. And then brushing teeth as well as part of that nourishment piece. And then rest. Rest is huge. Children under 5 years of age need at least 10 hours of sleep a day, and improving sleep habits can reduce behavior issues and encourage important brain development while they're sleeping. So
yeah, all 5 are just very great priorities to make sure that the young kiddos are off to a great, you know, building blocks for their lives.
100%. I like that, building blocks. So the ECI would like to challenge families with young children to incorporate each of these priorities every day in some way, shape, or form into your day. Start small and you will see the rewards. Developing healthy, happy children will create healthy, happy life for them. Investing in young children now has a significant impact on their future. And I think it's important to remember that it takes a village. You cannot raise kiddos alone these days. It's a lot of work, and it's important. And I think we live in a pretty good village. I think Crookston is we're fortunate that Crookston offers as many opportunities for young children and families that they do. And there's lots of support systems out there. So if families are looking for some kind of support, they can reach out.
Absolutely. And even in this brochure guide, there's so many little tidbits of information that are really helpful, especially to maybe, you know, first time parents who are going through this, or even just, you know, future parents that know they're going to be going through their early childhood stage, and kind of plants a seed in their head as to what to expect.
Yes.
You know, some of the things that really caught my attention during the time portion of the brochure is, you know, sharing feelings and talking about that. And I think that's something that might be a little overlooked because you don't really think about that.
Yeah. And sometimes it's okay to get frustrated, because even as a mom or dad, we get frustrated. And so it's okay to share those feelings with children. And then they're seeing that and able to also share their feelings in a positive way.
Yeah, of course. And then under the words part, there's a little portion talking about conversation and conversing with your child even before that they can speak. And what's the purpose of that?
Just exposing them to words and having those conversations, and they're listening more than you think they are. And even if they can't talk back to you, that eye contact and then when they start to talk back to you, oh, it's so fun. Yeah, and they're able to have some conversation as well. So
yeah, it has to be one of the most rewarding parts of seeing the little, you know, steps, you know, where they're, whether it's literally steps, you know, like in movement or, you know, talking and all the developmental stages of that the part of their life.
Yes, definitely. The joys of parenting much outweigh the stress that goes along with it and challenges.
Yeah. And then for movement, you know, it kind of ties in hand what you were talking about earlier with how many parks there are around here and how many playgrounds that the kids can have in the community, which is a pretty astounding number.
Yes, it is. We have a lot of parks inside. I know a lot of families would love an indoor play space. And so, you know, I think some of them access the sports center structure once in a while. But Yeah, the outdoor play spaces are amazing. I know for ECFE, we spend a lot of time at Castle Park exploring, and lots of footprints out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some tracks.
Yeah. But it's nice to see that it's even able to be used during during the winter time when typically we wouldn't be able to access those playgrounds. And then with nourishment, what exactly are you looking for under the nourishment?
So just, you know, providing healthy options for children, that they're getting water, they're getting milk, their fruits and vegetables, and being able to provide some healthy options. But we know children are picky, and so that it comes with challenges as well. But even offering it to them, whether you can get them to take a bite and they're like, oh, I love it, or they've taken a bite and they don't like it, and keep offering it, because research shows the more times you offer it, the more likely they are to try it over and over again. So
it's that repetition, and eventually they'll try
hopefully
it.
Yeah. Yes,
at least that's the idea.
It is, yes, definitely.
And then I think it's interesting you mentioned with the rest that children under the age of 5, they need at least 10 hours of sleep a day. I think that's really
at a minimum.
Yeah, I think that's worth repeating again, because it's just that important.
Yes, those rest times during the day are important, and then making sure they're getting good sleep, and again, not having screens in their rooms with them, and having a place where it's quiet and a place that they can rest and relax, and just that their brains are able to refocus and rest a little bit and be ready for the next day.
And a little more naturally without those screens too.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It feels like everyone's playing with a screen nowadays. And so it's good to, you know, see kids put down the screen, use their imagination a little bit, and just play, be kids.
Yes. And there's all in moderation, but play again is so important to children's learning.
Yeah.
So.
Again, that's the Thrive by Five campaign. There's brochures. And where can people find those brochures?
Well, we have some at the school, and there's some at the library, and most of the ECI members have them in their offices, and so they're can be accessed anywhere.
Any other events that are going to be coming up?
So we have our Celebrate the Young Child event at the library. The call committee puts that on at the library, and it's about pretend. And so they will have some community people there to help children be able to pretend. I think a doctor, a firefighter, a florist are just a few that will be there to it'll be a fun event. It's on February 20th from 6 to 7 at the Crookston Public Library.
And can anyone show up?
Yeah, so this event is actually for children birth through age 8 instead of through age 5. So birth to age 8.
And it's just free.
You just
show up, bring your kiddo there.
Yep, and I think the library has a free book for you to take home. And yeah, it's a great event.
Yeah, sounds like a wonderful evening. And again, that'll be February 20th.
Yes, from 6 to 7.
And then anything else coming up on the horizon?
So with our fundraising mailing, our letter that we send out, the Masons reached out about doing a pancake breakfast to support the ECI and the work that we do. And so on Sunday, April 7th, we will have a pancake breakfast. So you can come out and support young children and families in the community.
So a couple of different events coming up here shortly for the ECI, which is great to hear, and great to hear that you guys are so active too.
Yes, we try to just make sure we have some really good opportunities for families, and always building on that. And a lot of the projects that we've done, other entities have taken those over, so we don't do that. And that's been fun to watch other organizations become invested too in the work we do.
Well, Gina, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about here in regards to the ECI?
Just get out and play with your kids, talk to your kids, get them moving, all those great things.
Put the screens down.
Screens down. Yes, yes.
I'm a big proponent of that.
So. Yes, me too.
Well,
like I said, there's a time and a place, but to get out and play with your kids.
Absolutely. Well, Gina, thank you very much for joining us, talking about the Early Childhood Initiative, and I look forward to our conversations down the road.
Thanks, Tyler.
So that was Gina Gunderson from the Early Childhood Initiative here on today's Valley Talk program.